the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so it's August 15th, 2025, and Chicago's got its Latino Restaurant Week happening right now. It's usually this really vibrant celebration of food and culture.
Yeah, absolutely. A big deal for the city.
But this year, there's something unexpected going on, a twist, really, that kind of shows how these bigger, broader forces can affect things right down at the local level. So our mission today is to, well, dig into the details. We're using an article from El Comercio and some other bits to understand why this popular cultural event is facing such a strange challenge.
Yeah, it's a significant challenge.
It really is. I mean, the thing that immediately jumps out at you is the number. Participation is way down, just 20 restaurants this year.
20?
Yeah, and apparently last year it was double that, 40 restaurants. So a huge drop.
That is striking. It really shows how, like you said, a local event can suddenly mirror these much larger issues.
Exactly. That point about broader forces really frames it. So just to make sure everyone's up to speed, can you give us a quick rundown of Latino Restaurant Week itself? What's it usually about?
Sure. So this is actually the fifth year it's running, fifth consecutive year. It goes from today, August 15th, through the 29th.
Okay.
And the whole point is really to showcase the incredible diversity, you know, the flavors coming out of Chicago's Hispanic culinary scene. They feature special menus, unique dishes you might not find otherwise.
Sounds great.
And it has been great. Historically, a big success. The founder, Corinne Chavarria, she talks about how food is just so fundamental to the culture, how it brings people together.
Right, that makes sense.
And there's data, too. In past years, restaurants taking part, not just in Chicago, actually, Atlanta and Miami, too, they saw, like, up to a 20% bump in diners.
20%? That's significant.
It really is. It shows these aren't just, you know, fun events. They're economic drivers, too, and they really anchor the community.
That past success, though, makes this year's situation seem even starker. What are the organizers actually saying is the reason for this big drop?
Well, they're being pretty direct about it. They're citing the political climate.
The political climate.
Okay. And specifically, they mentioned the fear provoked by immigration raids in Chicago.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So the information we have suggests a lot of the restaurants that would normally jump in, they're feeling the economic and emotional strain from what the source describes as the intensified immigration laws under the Donald Trump administration.
So it's pressure leading them to, what did they say?
The phrase used was they feel forced to pass unnoticed. They want to lie low.
Wow. Pass unnoticed. That's quite a statement for a restaurant during a food week.
It is. It really highlights how these sort of high-level policy decisions can have such immediate, tangible effects on, you know, just daily community life. Even sharing a meal.
So it's more than just business worries. It sounds like it's disrupting the basic sense of safety of just being out in the community. How is that playing out? What are people saying?
Well, Corinne Javaria, the founder, she put it quite strongly. She called it a very, very strange dichotomy.
Dichotomy.
Yeah, and a strange place to be and a strange place to work. She said the drop in participants really shows the desperation and the difficult political situation the community feels it's in.
And we also heard directly from a restaurant owner,
yeah,
right?
Jessica Perez. Yeah. She's co-owner of Tacotlan. It's in the Hermosa neighborhood.
Okay, what did she say?
She mentioned that a lot of people, both in her area and in Pilsen, which is another major Latino neighborhood,
yeah,
are genuinely scared to go out right now.
Scared to go out.
Yeah, specifically because they're afraid of immigration and customs enforcement ICA raids happening in those communities.
That's a palpable fear impacting daily life.
Absolutely. It puts a real chill on just normal activities like going out to eat with your family. It seems like a direct result of the environment they're describing.
But even with that fear, Perez made a plea, didn't she? She said something about the importance of the week.
She did. It was quite powerful.
Yeah.
She stressed that Latino Restaurant Week is important to enjoy and to let it be known that all Chicago supports Latinos and for restaurants to keep going and keep their doors open.
So a call for support, for solidarity, really.
Exactly. And, you know, the situation in Chicago, it doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
The material we looked at places it in a wider context.
How so?
It's explicitly linked, as we mentioned, to what the source calls the intensification of immigration laws of the administration of Donald Trump.
Right. And the article also brought up some related points, didn't it? Just as part of the broader picture.
It did. It mentioned, for instance, the actress Eva Longoria
yeah.
condemning the immigration raids. And it also referenced what was termed Trump's controversial half year, noting things like tariffs, raids, and cuts. And even that Los Angeles was thinking about joining a lawsuit against the administration over the raids.
Okay, and just to be clear for everyone listening, we're presenting this as it was reported in the source material, just showing the different facets of the discussion around this issue at the time.
Precisely. It paints this picture of real uncertainty hanging over many restaurant owners, makes them hesitant, understandably, about keeping their doors open, about being visible.
It sounds like a really tough spot to be in, but despite all that pressure, the organizers are still pushing forward.
They are, yeah. They're really trying. They're urging owners to, you know, keep operating, and they're actively promoting the event, highlighting the unique dishes to try and draw people in.
So they're fighting to keep the spirit alive.
Definitely. And some of the food sounds amazing. It really shows that diversity they aim for.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, the article mentioned a traditional Mexican soap, you know, the thick corn masa base with toppings.
No, love soaps.
And a spicy potato and tomato stew. And for drinks, something called chilate.
Chilate. Never heard of it.
Me neither, actually. It's described as a cold Mexican drink from Guerrero, made with cacao beans, cinnamon, rice, and brown sugar. Sounds interesting.
Wow, that does sound unique. And specific restaurants were mentioned, too.
Yeah, a few examples to show the range. There's Sabe Zulia, which does authentic Venezuelan food.
Okay, Venezuelan.
Then Hoxha Santa, doing Mexican fusion. And also Buen Provecho, which is in Humboldt Park. That's a very Puerto Rican neighborhood. And they serve traditional Boricua food.
Nice. Puerto Rican. So even with the challenges, there's still this incredible culinary map being showcased.
Exactly. A real journey through different flavors, despite everything.
So let's try to wrap this up. What's the main takeaway here for you, for our listeners, when we look at Chicago's Latino Restaurant Week this year?
Well, I think it really shows how something designed to celebrate and unite, you know, a community through something as fundamental as food can suddenly become this sort of flashpoint.
Yeah, a reflection of much bigger things.
Right. It clearly reflects the economic and, frankly, the emotional weight of the broader political climate and specific policies.
Yeah.
It's right there impacting the event.
And yet, there's also the other side of it.
Absolutely. You also see incredible resilience, the organizers, the participating restaurants. They're pushing back against these huge challenges, trying to keep their culture visible, keep their businesses running. It really speaks volumes about community spirit.
So as you think about everything we've discussed today, here's something to consider. What does the situation with Chicago's Latino Restaurant Week tell us about that? That delicate balance between celebrating culture and just ensuring community well-being when these external pressures mount.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, what can this mean for similar cultural events in other places, other communities? And perhaps, what role can simple support and solidarity play when times get tough like this?
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.